Our grain markets have been reacting to some good export business. I'm Keith Lindberg with your farm news update.
Yeah, if we can, start in that corn continues to impress everyone as far as the exports go. Obviously last WASDE, the USDA did up the numbers as far as exports go, reducing our old crop ending stocks, but it continues to outpace, traditional export sales this time of year, and I think some of the news, that has kind of come out of this market has been, early on we had the planting pace. I think that news is starting to come out, and I think you see it in the new crop where, we've had maybe the best week we've possibly had if we end up here, in almost 2 years.
That's John Dick. He's with Swenson Investments and Commodities based out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. When it comes to our soybean side of things, we're watching the weather conditions in the eastern Corn Belt, especially with some of the soybean planting delays.
Planting, like we were saying, a little bit different. You look at Illinois and some of those other places that start with beans. Southern Illinois and Ohio have been wet. So I think that could be another emerging story, in that market.
Yeah, there's some areas in the eastern Corn Belt, guys have not even began any planting, I've heard.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be the news that the funds might get interested in buying this market. You kind of have, a dry forecast, in the northern and western Corn Belt where we are, and then kind of the opposite in that eastern Corn Belt area. So definitely a lot of things going on, but, you never can take anything for granted, I guess.
And that will continue to be a focus when it comes to our markets, especially with our corn and soybean products. Our wheat products will continue to watch what's going on in the winter wheat region, especially when you start looking at the quality of that wheat. With your farm news update, I'm Keith Weinberg.